fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
It's school leavers time, and for a lot of young people that means a special time of fun, celebration, newfound independence and a greater sense of freedom. However, in the midst of this party atmosphere, some young people may find themselves in new situations where they're more likely to take risks and make spur-of-the-moment decisions. This includes situations and decisions about sex. If you're a young person, this time of year is an ideal time to talk with parents, other trusted family members or your local doctor about questions you might have about sex, relationships and health. And if you're a parent or relative of a young person, it's a great time to start that conversation with teens. Here to give us some advice on how to get those conversations started is Rose Murray from Sexual Health Quarters. G'day, Rose.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mag this morning.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Now, first off, can you tell us why it's so important that young people actually talk about sex?
Well, the more comfortable they are about the conversations, the better equipped they are to make those decisions, and they probably have a lot of questions to ask, and it's a really important time of their life. So whether they get the information from parents, or they go to the websites, or they read up and talk to people who know stuff, we just keep encouraging that, and that the messages to them are, be strong. You have a right to this information.
Sure.
And there's a number of services out there that would help.
So just by having those conversations, that can obviously increase awareness and education, but also confidence in kind of what they're doing and how they're doing it as well.
Absolutely, and those underpinning values of the right to feel safe,
yeah,
and to feel strong in yourself. And if you're not feeling comfortable about making these big decisions or what's going to happen next, well, yeah, take that moment to weigh it all up.
Yeah. So we mentioned a little earlier about who we could be talking about, parents and doctors and so forth. What are the advantages of talking to any of those groups, families and loved ones and doctors? Do they each provide different perspectives or different understandings, or is it just basically talking to who you're comfortable with?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, actually.
Sure.
If you have a family member that you feel fine about talking to, and if your parents or grandparents or auntie, uncle, nanas that can talk about that stuff, that's a beautiful start. And hopefully your family has started talking about many of those important things from when kids are little about,
yeah,
what's consent and asking and listening and being respectful of yourself and others. And then further down the track, maybe your school helps out and educators with different bits of information. And then when you need health, very specific health, you can go to the health professionals, and their perspective will be a little bit different. Our organisation, SHQ, which used to be called Family Planning WA, offers a helpline, and you could even give them a ring. Somebody who deals with these issues every day is good to talk to.
Okay. So what about young people who might not feel so comfortable about talking about this topic? What advice would you have for them?
I would think because those young people are so comfortable, are so computer literate and are cool about getting onto websites and,
yep,
things like that, I would say absolutely.
Yep.
It's a good thing to add to your knowledge. And there's a couple of them out there. One's called more than a couple, but get yeah, the Facts is the one that the Health Department in WA has.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.